Hi, my name is Krishna. I'm a developer with the PowerShell team. Welcome to the demo of PowerShell Remoting. As you know, PowerShell shipped V1 version 1 2 years back. Now we are back with version 2, which is part of Windows 7 and Windows 2008 R2. Today I'm going to show you some of the basic concepts of using PowerShell remoting features. So let us jump into the demo. This is the blue screen of life, as we call. This is PowerShell console, as you are familiar with. Let me set this console for the PowerShell remoting demo. So for this demo, I will be using our in-house script start demo. This saves me from typing stuff. Okay, in PowerShell version 1 introduced powerful utilities to manage Windows systems. Here I'm going to show you the version 1 capability. Here I'm using get process to see the currently running processes on the machine. So this is how you do it in version 1 of PowerShell. So the beauty of PowerShell version 1 is we have introduced a concept called objects on the pipeline, which is very powerful to use. So what this means is you can see objects and properties methods on the objects on the pipeline. So if you say get process pipe to get member, you will see you can access what you get on the pipeline is an object. So you can see all the methods, all the properties on the object. So once you have object, you can use in-house utilities like sort object, select object to manipulate the objects coming on the pipeline. Here I'm using sort object commandlet and sorting on based on working set property. So this will basically sort the output of get process using working set property. So now the output is sorted with ascending order of working set. So let us show. If you see this, the output is sorted in ascending order of working set. So we can use the same concepts with PowerShell remoting. So here I'm showing the current machine name. My current machine name is Chris CV Zoom as displayed here. So PowerShell version 2, we have introduced a commandlet called invoke command, using which you can perform remote tasks. So what I'm doing here is I'm doing invoke command. I'm giving the machine name, which is Chris CV LH, which is a different machine. And I'm running a command, which is $env computer name. I'm trying to get the computer name of the remote machine. So now, if you run this command, we make a connection to the remote machine, run the command, get the output back, and display to the user on the client machine. So it is very simple. Like all you have to know is invoke command and syntax, machine name, and the command to run. So PowerShell remoting has a dependency on Windows Remote Management, which is part of Windows. Windows WinRM and PowerShell V2 are part of Windows 7 and Windows 2008 R2. If you want PowerShell remoting and WinRM and the dependent WinRM, you have to install a separate package. You have to download a package from Microsoft Connect site. Okay, so PowerShell version 1 introduced this concept, right, which is objects on the pipeline. So you can use the same concept with PowerShell remoting as well. So all you have to do is invoke command. You give the computer name and the command. So this will basically give objects on the pipeline. So I can use the same V1 concepts to act on the objects. Here in this case, I'm running the command on the remote machine, which is Chris CV LH, getting the output from the remote machine and seeing the object metadata using get member commandlet. So here we are making a remote connection using WinRM. The command is run on the remote machine, and using the local machine's get member, I'm seeing the object metadata. So you can apply the same concepts. Like you can run the command on the remote machine and use local utilities like sort, select, where to manipulate the objects coming on the pipeline. So in this case, I'm running the command get process on the remote machine, but performing the sort locally using sort object commanded on the local machine. So this will run the command on the remote machine, and it is sorting using local sort object commanded. So invoke command creates a connection and runs the command and closes the connection. So there is no session concept in invoke commands. Let us see that in example. So here I'm creating a variable $a on the remote machine. So once I run invoke command basically runs the command on the remote machine and closes the session. So if you run, if you perform the same invoke command again on the same machine, you will lose the session variable $a. By the way, if you notice, if you have noticed, ICM is an alias for invoke command. To get session affinity, you have to use a new commandlet called new PS session. So new PS session will not execute any commands on the remote machine, rather it just creates a connection. So I'm creating a connection to chriscv.lh. Now this will create a persistent session. So now you can use session variables, you can use session to store any of your local variables. Here I'm using the same session $session variable. Instead of computer name, I'm using session variable and then creating a session variable here. So now if I use invoke command again and try to retrieve the variable, I will get it because I'm using a session, not I'm not creating connection and then closing the connection. So what we have learned here is invoke command can be used in two ways. First way is you can give a computer name which will basically create the connection and close the connection. The second way is invoke command can take in a session parameter, can take a persistent session parameter which you can use to manipulate the session. So once you're done with the session, you can close the session using remove PS session. So another way you to access PowerShell remoting is through a commandlet called enter PS session. Enter PS session, tap complete, and then give the computer name. So this will create an interactive session. So you can use this session as if you are logged on to the remote machine and you can perform interactive tasks. For example, if I want to do get service, type to here, I'm trying to basically get all the services whose status is equal to stopped, but this commandlet is running on the remote machine chriscv.lh. So I can do anything here. So I can use this session as if I'm locally logged onto that machine. So once you're done with the interactive session, you can close it using exit. So this completes the basic concepts of PowerShell remoting. In this session, we have learned three concepts. One is invoke command to make a remote connection. Then another concept is new PS session to create a persistent session, and another concept we have learned is enter PS session to create an interactive session to a remote machine. Thank you for listening.